Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 25th. You'll be interested to know, 161 years ago, today in 1863, General Ulysses S. Grant achieved a significant victory over General Braxton Bragg's Confederate forces at the Battle of Missionary Ridge during the American Civil War. This battle marked a turning point in the war, bolstering Union morale and weakening Confederate defenses in the South. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, we have a chance of light rain, and it feels like 34 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. It looks like we're in for some rain before 5 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 52. Expect a gentle south breeze. Tonight, we'll see mostly clear skies, a low around 36, and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 6:45 with a low tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 48 and a light west wind. Thanksgiving Day brings rain likely after 7 a.m. with a high near 50. Thursday night also sees rain likely with a low around 39. Friday has a chance of rain in the morning, then mostly cloudy skies with a high near 47. Friday night could bring a slight chance of rain or snow showers with a low around 30. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 42 and breezy conditions. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 28. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Spider-Man superstar Tom Holland made a surprising visit to the campus school at Boston College, which will receive new adaptive equipment and technology due to a $25,000 grant from a nonprofit run by his family. Holland, whose girlfriend, Zendaya, is filming The Drama in Boston, spent hours in each classroom, engaging with students, and even participating in a music therapy session. Interim director Thomas Miller expressed gratitude for Holland's involvement, noting how down-to-earth and caring he was. The grant will fund assistive technology and a ceiling lift for physical therapy exercises at the school. Now on to sports. In college football on Saturday, the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes beat the fifth-ranked Indiana Hoosiers with a commanding 38-15 victory in Columbus. Will Howard led Ohio State, passing for 2 touchdowns and rushing for another. Indiana's special season took a hit as Ohio State's defense dominated with 5 sacks. On Sunday night football in Los Angeles, the Philadelphia Eagles, now 9-2, soared past the Rams, dropping them to 5-6, with a commanding 37-20 win. Saquon Barkley rushed for an Eagles record 255 yards, including 2 spectacular 70-yard touchdowns. Jalen Hurts added a touchdown pass, while Philadelphia's relentless defense sacked Matthew Stafford 5 times. On Monday Night Football, the Ravens at 7-4 take on the Chargers, who are 7-3. With the Ravens favored by 3, expect a close game. Lamar Jackson, unbeaten on Monday nights, leads a potent offense against a Chargers defense that ranks number one in scoring. In local sports, on Saturday, Boston College dominated North Carolina at Alumni Stadium in Chestnut Hill, securing a commanding 41-21 victory. Breece and James shone with one passing and one rushing touchdown. Ryan Turner's impressive 78-yard interception return sealed the win, making the Eagles bowl eligible at 6-5. On Sunday, the Patriots were overwhelmed by the Miami Dolphins in a tough 34-15 loss at Miami Gardens. Drake May threw for 221 yards with one touchdown, but the Pats struggled with 10 penalties and are now 3-9, hosting Indianapolis next Sunday. Last night, the Celtics edged the Timberwolves 107-105 at the Garden. Jaylen Brown had 25 points, hitting 10 of 18 shots for Boston. Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 28 points, yet it wasn't enough. The Seas remained strong at 14-3, while the Timberwolves dropped to 8-6. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the Los Angeles Clippers at TD Garden. Tomorrow night, the Bruins at 10-9-3 welcome the Canucks to the Garden. In top news, Robert Kennedy Jr. is making headlines with his health policy priorities, shared just weeks before Donald Trump's return to office. In a tweet viewed over 6.5 million times, Kennedy criticized the Food and Drug Administration's aggressive suppression of various health treatments, including psychedelics, stem cells, and vitamins. He urged those within the FDA to preserve your records and pack your bags. While some view Kennedy as a truth teller against Big Pharma, others see him as a threat to public trust in health authorities. The conversation about these topics is just beginning, and more questions are sure to arise. In business news, the convenience chain 7-Eleven is at the center of a fierce bidding war with a staggering $50 billion offer from Quebec-based Alimentation Couche-Tard. Known for its iconic Slurpee, 7-Eleven sold 153 million of these drinks in 2023, contributing to its $80 billion empire. Despite its popularity, rising inflation has impacted sales, prompting Couche-Tard to seek a merger that could improve efficiencies. Meanwhile, a descendant of 7-Eleven's founder proposed a competing bid to keep the brand in Japanese hands. As pressure mounts, 7-Eleven faces a critical crossroads in its storied history. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $98,300. Ethereum is just under $3,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is about 86 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals that human activities, particularly groundwater pumping, have caused the Earth to tilt 31.5 inches in under 2 decades. This shift contributes to a sea level rise of approximately 1/4 of an inch. Kei-Wei Onsio, a geophysicist, emphasized that groundwater redistribution significantly affects Earth's rotational pull. The study, published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters, analyzed data from 1993 to 2010 Noting that 2,150 gigatons of groundwater were pumped largely for irrigation. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for addressing climate change and sea level rise effectively. And in entertainment news, the highly anticipated sequel to the George Clooney and Brad Pitt action comedy Wolves has been canceled. The original film premiered on Apple TV Plus in September, following a brief theatrical run, and was directed by John Watts. It featured Clooney and Pitt as professional fixers, forced to collaborate, despite their preference for working alone. Watts recently stated, "I don't know what I'm directing next, and I don't think there's going to be a Wolf sequel." This contradicts earlier reports suggesting that Apple had plans for a follow-up. Meanwhile, Clooney and Pitt are set to reunite in Ocean's 14. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 32nd president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. And he said, "When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.